Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, sleeping nude, horror movies, and Donnie Baker. They're coming up right after this.
Hello?
Hey, it's Tiger.
Oh, hey, Tiger. What's going on, man?
I need you to do me a huge favor.
Yeah, sure thing, man. What do you need?
Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe call me.
What?
Oh. So if you can, please take your name off that.
Are you me? She knows about us? Oh, man, this is bad. This is really bad.
Just have it as a number.
Oh, boy.
She hasn't seen the photos yet. Tiger, you still love me, right?
Okay, yeah, do this for me.
Please tell me you still love me. Tiger? Tiger? Hello?
Aww.
Hello?
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee over there at the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk. Josh, you're missing your girl dancing.
All right, yeah, get after it.
Wearing my pajama pants today.
Yeah.
It's a Friday, you know, casual Christy? Friday. Yeah, Willie.
It's a pajama pants Friday.
Yeah, it is.
We've got so much going on.
Are you wearing your pajama pants?
I'm not.
Oh.
I easily could, though. We got Mamba Benjafishi. We got pajama pants. We got Queen. We
Josh,
got
do you have pajama pants?
I sleep naked. Yeah, I'm in the buff. Yeah.
Naked, naked.
Yep.
Oh, well, when I'm sleeping, I'm primarily nude.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need more underwear?
No,
what?
Yeah.
Either do I. I don't like to feel all tangled up in something.
How big are your underwear tangled up in something?
Josh.
Oh, sorry.
Don't you feel all constricted?
I do. That's
absolutely.
Why I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I
feel
so.
Try
it,
really?
I can't do. I used to do it. It's not my thing anymore.
Now, on the occasion, there'll... how shall I put this?
That you're somebody's with you?
There might be an overnight.
Yeah?
I'll wear underwear.
Oh, that's the exception for me.
Well, that's weird. Yeah.
Hang on. I'll have underwear on at first. Because you don't want to assume.
No.
Right?
No, of course not.
You don't want to go, all right.
A little mystery.
I'm naked.
If you sleep naked all the time, then it's not an assumption.
Well, here's the thing with me, though. I don't even know this woman's name. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
I do the opposite. I answer the door naked.
Oh, you do?
And if she recoils and leaves, wasn't meant to be.
Right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah, what kind of person?
No, no messing around.
You know, Josh, the word recoil and wasn't meant to be should not be in the same paragraph.
Pat, you're a naked sleeper too, aren't you?
Yeah, when the boys are, I throw on the shorts, yeah.
Oh, when your son's there?
That's, that does sound like you're...
Week on, week off, yeah.
That sounds like you're...
He's a sleepwalker, so I may have to go out and help him sometimes.
Just look at him and go, hey, you came from these. You can't look at him.
Wow.
Look at me, boy.
Oh, no.
Stare at your father.
Boy. I got one at the Oxford Gold Group Performance Arena. There's Josh Arnold at the I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair. There's Ace Cosby. There's Willie Griswold.
With a letter.
And here's a letter.
I, for one, cannot wait for Tom to come back and be completely confused, bewildered, and infuriated by Mama Benji Fisher.
He's going to stare at us.
It's going to be fantastic from our friend Alex.
You know what we're going to get? Is this some sort of stupid thing that went on when I was gone? Is that what this is? Let's just move on.
Did this occur during the lost days?
You know, since we were talking about sleeping and in the nude and seeing pictures of Pat's bedroom.
And doing it.
Don't you have a song about that fabulous CPAP machine that you have?
Oh, my gosh, you do.
I do. I wasn't prepared, but just give me 2 seconds. And
I know you will find it, but...
You got to get the capo or something over there?
Yeah, I got to do a little something.
A little searching.
Talk for And then, if the woman recoils, I think it wasn't meant to be.
That's right.
So when you have a CPAP, does that go on, like you have your intimate activity, and then you go, oh, by the way, you can stay for this, but I have to...
A friend of mine walked in on her parents, and they were both, they were in a position where they could both watch the hockey game, if you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he was still sporting his CPAP.
That's right. And they're very, very unsexy.
And she was like 24.
Oh, my gosh.
And haven't they made, like everything, incredible technology, and they made them smaller, I think, and more convenient, and on and on?
No, they used to be a lot bigger, but they're still pretty cumbersome, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And it stands for continuous positive airway pressure.
Pressure.
Yeah.
If you're a heavy snorer, and it's good for, keep you healthy.
Sure.
But they are unromantic.
Does it help in that situation for you to have more air?
Yeah, not at all. No, it's just not.
No? Okay.
Really?
Isn't it off.
It's all about blood flow and oxygen during the
time. Yeah, I think it would
sleeping.
Be a positive, I guess, for you.
No, no.
Oh.
I'm not wheezing on top of her.
Oh. I wheeze when I'm on top. I don't even need a CPAP.
I wheeze when I tie my shoes.
I feel like you wheeze. I think there's some wheeze going on.
You think there's some wheezing going on?
Sounds.
Yeah.
Sounds of love.
Sounds of love.
Sounds of love.
You know what we love to hear around here? Sounds of love and the news with Christy Lee.
Are you done?
Oh, really? I'm finished, Daddy.
I am not your daddy, but okay.
Okay.
A Spanish bishop has resigned from his position after falling in love with an erotic fiction writer.
Yeah.
According to the BBC, Spanish Bishop Javier Novell was once seen as a rising star in Spain's Catholic Church before he quit last month. The Roman Catholic Church cited strictly personal reasons for Novell's resignation. However, Religion Digital has since reported the ex-bishop had fallen in love with Sylvia Caballol, a psychologist and satanic-themed erotic novelist.
Oh, it's hot stuff. Yeah, it's taboo.
Her work includes titles such as The Hell of Gabriel's Lust.
Oh, that's a good one, yeah.
Is it?
Oh, boy, yeah.
Well, you know how that went. You can't do this. I don't know. Have you seen her ass? Okay, sorry. That was a little Chick McGee players there.
Neither former Bishop Novell or the writer Cabal have responded to the report.
Sure.
Wow.
I always wanted to be a member of a cabal.
A cabal?
Yeah. You know, that sounds, fun. Legit.
What is a cabal?
Instead of a gang or... It's just like a group of...
pals?
Who eat
bananas.
Bananas are in there.
Usually nothing good.
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's trouble over there.
It sounds...
Mischief.
Mediterranean, doesn't it?
Yeah.
A cabal in the hammock.
Spanish.
Having a coconut with a cabal. No? Okay. Never mind.
A company is offering one lucky cinephile $1,300 to watch 13 horror movies.
I could do this in 2 days.
Finance Buzz is looking for applicants to help them discover whether or not...
As a matter of fact, Josh might pay them so we could watch the movies.
They want to know if a movie's budget impacts just how dread-inducing it can be.
Oh, that's interesting.
See what I'm saying?
The answer's no.
The chosen candidate
for you, it helps you, right? Isn't that what your therapist said?
What helps him?
Seeing scary movies.
No, my therapist never said anything about it. I have theories.
That's the way I heard it in my head.
When you tell us privately. When did therapy with him?
Hmm?
When did that start?
No. I play out these scenarios. So they were very involved.
Oh, okay. You trust me. You all go to therapy with me.
Okay. I'm honored. I'll have more on that coming up.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hello, Donnie.
I heard you guys debating about why can't you sleep buck naked or not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure it's good to air out your crouch regular, but sure. Have you ever stopped and thought about what if you got burgled?
Burgled?
Yeah, you wake up from a dead sleep not even knowing someone's burgling. Then you got to fend yourself buck naked in the bus.
Well, I think that's a good thing because nobody wants to fight a naked guy.
Yeah.
I don't know, Christy. And they're going to be startled, too, because they ain't even burgled what they're burgling yet. And I'd be fine because, you know, I'm armed with a hammer 24-7. Swear to God.
Right.
I've always got something to hunt with.
Ball peen.
And, Pat, you'd be fine because with that CPAP mask, they just think you was a fighter pilot, you know?
Yeah.
And who wants to die by way of F-16? Somebody burgles your crib, you can just keep the CPAP on, tell him you're going to scramble some jets long before you put any eggs on the griddle. And Christy, even though I already put a baby in you, I didn't know you slept naked sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
Well, last time I didn't know that.
Because you never
Christy,
slept with me. It was immaculate.
Well, you know why you should masturbate with these two fingers?
No, why, Donnie?
Because they're mine.
Hey,
chick, can I get a tape of that?
Oh, yeah. On the way, buddy. Check your email. Did he hang up?
Burgle.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Where were we?
We were getting paid to watch 13 horror films.
Yes.
A chosen candidate will wear a Fitbit to monitor their heart rate while they work their way through 13 horror films, including Saw, Get Out, The Blair Witch Project, The Purge, and Paranormal Activity.
There you go.
The hired horror heart rate analyst will receive a Fitbit, $1,300, and a $50 gift card to cover movie rental costs.
You have to rent your own movies.
If you're interested, you can apply through Finance Buzz's website, financebuzz.com. Get paid to watch scary movies. Applications are due September 26th. You have until October 9th through October 18th to get through the 13 movies.
Wow. Okay. I wouldn't be a good candidate. I've seen them all. So
well, here's the 13. I have a whole list of 13, Josh.
Oh.
On there, what do you think would be the one that would cause...
Scare me the most?
Yeah.
Is the Ring on there?
Showgirls?
The Omen
Showgirls.
Interesting. The one that scared me the most out of all these is Insidious.
Hmm.
That one got me.
Yeah. Did it?
Yeah. And A Quiet Place is very intense. But what they want to do here is see if budget affects the amount of dread. And with movies like Paranormal Activity and Blair Witch Project, which cost
nothing,
thousands and not instead of millions or whatever. No. Right. Yeah. It does not.
The Blair Witch Project, I just saw it for the first time. And I thought it was ridiculous.
No, it's divisive. Some people don't think it's scary.
The Blair Witch
Project. It wasn't scary
project.
At all.
Josh and his therapist and I have talked about this.
Yes.
The Blair Witch Project, it was very much a manufactured moment in history because there was an accompanying video for television that you watch. And the plot of it is very... If you really believed all that, the movie was... It scared the hell out
of me. Same here. I was absolutely terrified.
Really?
I was down the road on that thing.
Yeah.
Do you think it was real?
I didn't think any of the people were actors. I bought the whole thing.
Oh.
I did think it was real. And then when I saw it again after I knew that it wasn't,
mm-hmm.
and scared me again.
Did
so,
it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
God, I did not get scared. And you know me.
But I know a lot
like
of people who didn't
movies.
Think it was scary. So, yeah, you're not alone.
No, I did not care for it at all.
Then I saw the girl who was crying.
with the famous scene in Blair Witch where she's crying and the extreme close up. And then I saw her serving milkshakes at Steak and Shake. So I thought, you know, this is.
She was almost at the same time on the Steak and Shake commercial.
Yeah.
Really?
That's how I found out. I go, wait a minute. That's the. Ooh. Son of a... Yeah.
And for some reason, I want a side-by-side milkshake. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. What's going on there?
Or a bean crock. Remember their ads? Bean crock.
I lost that gig, and it really broke my heart. Went to 3 callbacks, and they told me I wasn't homely enough.
Homely enough?
They were looking for someone more homely.
To star in the...
Yes. Oh.
Let me ask you something. Folks at home, in your cars, wherever you're listening. Hi, Chick McGee here.
I am not making that
up. If you had any idea how many times I've told a story on this show, much like I just did, and somehow accidentally upset Christy Lee... I mean, there should be an entire book about how many... Well, then he said this, and this accidentally pissed Christy off. I don't understand. Go ahead. So nothing happened, huh? Not even... They didn't give you a gift card at Steak and Shake.
No, but I still go there because I love their shakes, sure. But still.
You dip a fry in that chili, your life changed.
I mean, my ego's not very good. I get shattered quickly.
Oh, Shuby. So you were hurt. Mama. Your feelings got hurt because they told you you weren't ugly enough.
Yes.
Huh? Well, that's a compliment.
But I was still ugly enough to go back 3 times.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a callback. Hold it. I'm starting to agree with her. She's ugly, just not ugly
not
enough.
Not ugly enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're going to be ugly, you at least want to get paid for it.
Yes.
And in this case...
They didn't use the word ugly. They did use homely, I believe.
That's a nice way to say ugly. Yeah.
It's like that kid in there's an actor in Free Guy who's all of a sudden everywhere, and he's the go-to homely guy, weird-looking nerd guy with the long face. And he's hard to look at. But he's, you know, he's
well,
a
not
movie
hard
star.
To look at it.
It has to get...
No.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let me see. not really. No.
Well,
no,
today no. I might be. But...
Wouldn't that be brutal if you were one of those guys that you're being used as sort of this ugly guy constantly?
Oh, yeah.
Reading your character description. Enters Derek. Big fat slob. Terrible skin.
Hi, I'm first called Big Fat Slob.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's great.
Know your place, I guess.
Yeah.
You would do well with something like that. It wouldn't eat you away at night alone in your bed.
No way.
Sure, I have a mansion in Bel Air, but you know what bought this? My hideous features.
Yes.
I think you're the most together person on this show, Josh.
Well, you might be.
No, he's an incredible actor.
No, okay. I don't believe that.
It would
he's
bother
in
you?
Tune to him.
If you were the most...
You think Clint Howard goes home and cries? No, he goes home and jumps in his hot tub.
No, he goes. If he looks in the mirror, he sobs.
No, he does not.
No mirrors. Clint Howard says. Yeah.
Godwin submits no mirrors at Clint Howard's house.
No mirrors at Clint Howard's house.
Oh, let's see. What else do we have? Oh, a company is working on creating coffee without beans.
Well, that's impossible.
Maricel Sanchez, founder and CEO of Compound Foods, is seeking to develop a coffee product that tastes good but is more environmentally sustainable and climate change. I can't even talk now.
Well, it's hard to pronounce the names of myths.
You're such a jackass, man. Ooh,
the Costa Rican
ladies and gentlemen, Josh Arnold anchors America.
The Costa Rican-born entrepreneur told TechCrunch, temperatures are rising combined with erratic rains are leading to lower crop yield. The same crop can't grow in the same place anymore. Sanchez's Compound Foods uses synthetic biology to create coffee without coffee beans by extracting molecules.
Right. This guy's on to something. I mean, we all see all these Starbucks shutting down because of lack of coffee beans, don't we? Oh, boy. Everyone's struggling.
I like my women.
This guy's an idiot. There are plenty of coffee beans out there.
What do you think would happen if there was an actual shortage of coffee beans?
I would love to see. I mean, I think it would go to the black market. You'd go to your drug dealer, you'd get a bag of weed, and you'd get a bag of, you know, decaf roasted, right?
Well, they've spent $4.5 million to come up with this product, so I think they might think they are onto something.
Yeah, many do.
The company's now working toward a soft launch by the end of the year.
Terrific. I'll stick with the real coffee.
Oh, what are we drinking today?
What do I got?
I don't know. Coffee of some sort.
Oh, you've got some sort of, what is
dark
it?
Dark roast.
Yeah, I had a
Robert
roast.
Mitchum Noir.
Right.
Right. Drink my coffee.
Bobby Mitchell.
Watch out for the coffee table.
Crews have ended a day-long search for the 1887 time capsule they believe was buried in the pedestal of that statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee that was taken down in Virginia.
Poor Tommy loves these stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 30
Chick yawns.
Yep.
They were supposed to remove the 134-year-old capsule from the pedestal yesterday, but were unable to find it, even after removing more than half a dozen large, heavy stones. They'll be back at work today to continue work on the site, but doubtful they'll keep looking for the time capsule.
What are they going to find? Just, you know,
my school never did a time capsule, and I always regretted. I was sad about that. I never got to do a time capsule. Never did.
You never looked for one. You never buried one.
Never buried one. Never did it.
We had to do it.
Never said, okay, Friday, bring something for the time capsule. Never. None of that. Nothing.
I don't know if we did or not. And if we did, who would dig it up?
I don't know. We had to do it. I remember I threw in a ticket stub from some movie that was popular that year because I worked at a movie theater.
Really? Yeah. So you were older.
What an incredible
Yeah, we were in high school.
Yeah, I didn't care. I didn't want to do this.
So did you call your high school? Have you asked if they've dug it up?
I don't know. You know what? I'm not talking to my high school.
Why is that?
Oh, Jesus. They have some Hall of Fame that apparently not a part of.
Well, we can remedy that.
Give it time. I should have been number one.
I think Christie's in the Hall of Fame, right?
Finally, yeah.
Oh, geez. I'm in the Hall of the inaugural Fine Arts Hall of Fame.
Oh, inaugural.
I'm the very first one.
I love my high school.
I'm not on the Hall of Fame.
There is no reason.
Yeah. Willie, you in your Hall of Fame? Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got it just immediately. Yeah. June of last year.
Oh, you got like the day after graduation, did you?
Yeah, they named the auditorium after me, actually.
Griswold Auditorium?
Yep, Willie Griswold Auditorium. Yep. Say, hey, we're going down to the Willie. We're watching Anything Goes. That's what they said.
Down to the Willie.
To catch Anything Goes.
I'm happy to submit your name to the Hall of Fame at your high school.
I think it has to come from.
Yeah, it has to come from somebody at high school.
It does?
Well, I would have think.
I think so, yeah. Oh. No. I don't want any favors. I want them to realize their error.
What's the name of your
What's the name of your high school?
Ozark
Mountain
Mama
Daredevils?
Benji Fishy High.
Mama Benji Fishy.
Rockwood Summit High School in Fenton, Missouri.
Rockwood Summit
That's
High
right.
School.
I was part of the first graduating class. I was Mr. RSH and I was a virgin throughout the whole time. So
that should put you on.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.